Sorry, just mum around?
Yeah, hang on. Hello?
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 Hi, what were you going to say on my way up?
It's okay, I got it. I just wanted to see the color, so I looked out the window.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, I can't call it. Okay.
Phone call.
Oops. Oh, sure.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Good.
Good.
Good.
Well, nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
How was your morning so far?
I had the best sleep ever, honestly.
Oh,
yeah, stopped beating myself up over some stuff over the week here, so today's kind of the beginning of the new cycle.
Good.
And then I just ran into a neighbor that's moving out because he used to live in my apartment, which is so hot, Alan, that you can fry an egg on the floor. That's how hot it is. He goes, you haven't seen anything yet. In December, I had to buy, which I never had my furnace on at all, but I had to buy a portable air conditioner, which cost me almost $500 by the time I got it installed and everything, right? And I've got an extended cord and everything else coming. So, long story short, he's moving out of 201, and I'm in 204.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, take this opportunity because he says you are not going to be able to. And going through menopause, I'm feeling the heat already. I said, like, this is not healthy for me. And he says, oh, yeah, you can, it'll be impossible. He had to move out. So now he's moving out of 201. So I am on the phone Monday morning. I'll get my son and a couple of his friends. I mean, it's just down the hall. I have to move, so. So that was a blessing. That was a real blessing because it's something that I wouldn't have foreseen you know, I mean, it's hot now, but I figured, oh, this air conditioner will do it. And he says, no, he had a portable one. And he says, it's just because I'm under the boiler. The boilers are underneath me and the laundry facilities and everything. He says, oh, you'll just bake.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for that air conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
So I gotta go this way. No, this way. 17, right? That's 17 is air conditioning high, right?
I suppose. Yep. I've never really
beautiful.
Used the air conditioning yet.
Oh.
So far here.
Okay. Well, so I'm breaking it in. Yeah, for sure. Well, I am. I mean,
I can handle extreme heat and cold. It doesn't really
affect you?
I don't like cold too much, but I can, you know, handle it.
Well, for the last, I'd say, oh my gosh, 3 years for sure. I'm going to say 4, but I never disliked the heat as much as I have in the past 4 years. I hope this passes soon. I'm so irritable at work. Like, people are wearing two coats or two, you know, layers of clothes, and I have the fan going. Yeah. In the wintertime, I have the window open, and they have the heater underneath the desk going.
That
right?
would be me.
Yeah?
You're talking about me here.
See, when I was on a beach, I'd only be in the water. I could not handle just reading or lying there on a beach. I can't do that. I can't. I would go absolutely, I would lose my mind.
Too much heat, too much.
Yeah.
All at once.
Yeah. So, how was your week?
Oh.
Interesting?
Busy, I guess. You know, busy with projects and stuff, I guess.
Good. Good.
Just trying to get things, my father's estate in order, and finances and all that stuff.
Yeah,
well, helping neighbors, helping my friends and neighbors. Everybody seems to need some kind of thing. So, just good to feel useful.
Mm-hmm.
And this little trailer build of mine. Building a little camper trailer.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you camp? Obviously.
Yeah. The issue is, everybody that I camp with likes glamping more than camping.
Likes what?
Glamping.
What's that?
Glamour camping.
What?
Glamour camping.
Glamour.
Yeah. So they bring toasters and
I get where you're going with
three different
this.
Coolers and two glove boxes and a screen tent and another auxiliary screen tent for the kids. It just goes on and on and on.
Yeah,
and
no,
I'm the kind of person, I need three things. A backpack full of food and clothes, a tent, and a sleeping mat, or some kind of bedroll.
Right, and a good tent, though, because you don't want it leaking or anything, right?
I have three good tents. So
And
take your pick, whichever one you want, I guess.
Right.
Nice little gas, white gas stove. I've got a little bit bigger propane stove. It's a lot easier to light. But, everybody that I camp with seems to go all out. It seems more work in setup and tear down than what it's worth.
Yeah.
So I just decided to either go on my own or stop complaining. Don't go at all.
Right, exactly. Wise choices. Yeah, very good. It's a good balance there. You either, quit complaining because everybody else is like that. I know some of these mobile homes, practically, that, you know, they're calling it trailers, and oh my good heavens, it's, my heavens. Some of these are worth more than, you know, people I know their mortgage, you know what I mean? Like, it's unbelievable.
Well, I've definitely gotten my. I have another little camper trailer, 1956 Sprite. It's an English model, but made in Wisconsin, I think. But
that sort of trailer. And, the car that I had before this was a little Kia Soul, and it could barely pull it. It didn't like to go about 95 kilometers an hour or so, and it struggled, and I didn't really want to beat it to death.
Oh, that's torture.
It was light enough, but it was just really big and tall and very English and sturdy looking, kind of clumsy looking. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to build a littler one.
Nice. So no more tent then?
Oh, it's still tent, yes. But I got halfway through the build, and then somebody T-boned my car, so now I have this. Pull a freight train. Which, you know, matches everybody else's, like nothing.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
I'll probably just still throw a mattress in the back of it.
Well, that's your ticket right there. I mean,
kind of beams. Whatever.
Well, when we used to go, my thing was fishing. And I'm not a catch and release. I enjoyed the whole. It reminds me of Jesus' time. Like, when you're out there, you're fishing, man, that's your supper.
Provider provides, and that's
yes.
What you need, so enjoy it.
Right, and that's, you know, that's my thoughts about it. So, and we had Ryan from, oh my gosh, he was still in diapers when we were out there fishing. But yeah, there'd be times that we would just go for the day, just fishing, not really camping and whatnot, but, yeah, and I haven't done any since I was divorced. We had all the gear, all the fishing gear, all of it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to just get out. There's only so much you can do on the internet in your house.
Oh yeah.
Hobbies.
I love the outdoors. I love it when it rains. I don't mind hiking, but I'm not real, like, pro at it or real that I have to do it. You know, I enjoy my walks and little hikes. I enjoy physical activity for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all within reason.
Of course, yeah. Like, oh, my sister, oh, she's an addict. Oh, my heavens. We were in Ninja Creek last year. And
nice talk.
Yeah, it's beautiful there, her husband's, the in-laws have got, they control the camp area, so, she takes me on this hike, and we were gone all day. It was like, I was so exhausted. I mean, I lost a lot of weight that weekend. It was Canada Day weekend, and oh my heavens, I was so sore. I couldn't enjoy it. It was like, no, put me by the water, and I'll be fine. You know, like, I don't mind a little hike, but holy.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my knees will give out long before that happens, and I have no choice but to sit on the edge of the road and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead without me, I'll be fine.
Right. That would be me too. Yeah, my granddaughter didn't enjoy it too much either. Like, it was like, holy. Extended period of time, and especially it has to be cool enough, like whether it be the cool part of the evening or early in the morning for summertime, because I can't do the heat. So the more active you are, the worse it is health-wise for me. But yeah, I sure like the outdoors. Just anything to do anything outdoors, fresh air, away from traffic and stuff. around Henderson, but, you know, I just heard so many horror stories about how unsafe it is, unpredictable about the kind of sketchy people that are out
really?
There. Yeah.
I've never seen that ever.
Well, I've taken my, but I know of a lady that did get brutally raped and next to death. It was a person I went to school with, and it was his mom. So this happened a few years ago, but I still, stories are coming up where people are, I guess, either attempted that they're attacked or are, have been attacked. So
travel with people in a group, join a walking group.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, I've done the lake myself, like, you know, but, and I don't mind doing it alone. I just like my safety.
Yeah.
So I haven't got around there. But I've gone to the Fairmont one. I've done all the ones in the little areas I used to live in. I always wanted a park, so, or a lake or something that I could just, I mean, I don't care. Just anything to be near water.
Yeah.
It's cooler.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Well, I used to take my granddaughter there all the time, but that was just to the park, or if they had vase painting or any activities going on there, I would always take her, but we never did, her and I never did the walk.
I think I prefer to walk along the river, essentially.
Yeah,
that would be more nature-y
than
Henderson's got the asphalt pavement.
And it doesn't smell all that pleasant.
Sometimes it smells like
dead fish.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
I have to stop at a pharmacy and get some allergy tablets because I know that I'm not going to be able to see and breathe and be happy, etc.
Okay. Did they just come on now?
Yeah.
Just now?
Oh. Since leaving the house.
Okay, so it isn't since I've sat in here?
No, no.
Okay.
Nope.
Maybe it's hairspray or deodorant or something, perfume.
Well, it's probably all of the above.
Really?
Yeah,
Well, I can have the window open.
Oh, no, it's all right. We're almost there, but I just got a fun. Well, there's a fun station.
Right there. Oh, please.
I hope you don't mind that it's slightly late.
No, please, no.
Thing has such a low nose cone, I can't take these hills.
Oh.
My little soul, I could just bounce like a rabbit. People scatter.
Yeah, are you still getting used to it, eh?
But this has got such a low front end.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my vehicle too. It's, but I'm used
to it.
Which is
ringing?
Ming's Garden Restaurant. I get it now.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Trouble.
Why?
Oh, there's some cash.
Oh. Do you have enough? Because I have my card. Do you have enough?
Trouble
you? No, you're not troubling me at all. Let's do it.
Thank you.
So do you go through the whole spring like this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Typically.
Holy.
Oh, it's warm.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to be a hot day today. It's supposed to be like 26. So what did you mean by you're doing your father's estate? Is he okay?
Oh, no, he just passed away a half ago.
Oh!
This is my original father in B.C.
Okay, I see what you... Okay, yeah, because I thought you... Your mom
Yeah, that would be my stepdaddy.
Okay,
so
okay.
So to speak, or yep. Rather my mom's husband. You know what? Since I'm... turned here and kind of turned around now. I have to go back to the
highway to know where we're at.
I think I turn here.
Here, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm so bad with this. So bad. And the highway freaks me out more than being lost in the city. At least in the city I can ask people where I'm, you know, where we're at. This is kind of tricky, traffic coming this way.
Yes, it is. Especially when people hesitate and don't go.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of... Boy, do you ever have to know what you're doing?
I'm going
to
go.
Yeah. Oh, this breeze is beautiful.
I hope that's okay.
Oh, please, yeah. No, this is what I want, yeah.
It's the noise in the highway with the air.
It's too much, yeah.
But as soon as I...
Yeah. The city limits were fine, yes. There are a lot of lights there, Alan.
Is this the non-drowsy formula? No, this is what you want. I said, is that the non-drowsy formula? She says, yes. That's not what I want. I want the drowsy formula?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. It's always like a, oh, taken back.
Yeah, me too. That's what I just said. Whoa.
No, most the non-drowsy yeah. stuff does not work for me. Never oh. does, never will.
But it makes you drowsy then?
This stuff?
Yeah.
Mildly.
Oh, so...
I can barely sleep at night anyway, so this is not...
Yeah. Yeah, I have some help going to sleep at night, too. But I'll tell you, last night was got to be the best night I've had in a long, long time. I think it's just that release, just letting stuff go is amazing.
Good.
Yeah. Got to practice that a little bit more.
Larry is not here today.
No.
He's in Saskatchewan.
And so that goes same for Marie, right? Okay, so it's next weekend that the picnic is? Or not the picnic, I mean the barbecue?
Yeah, I believe so.
The 18th. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's my last weekend. Because I thought he was going to say, well, I thought he was on the 25th, and I was going, yeah, I can make the barbecue. So you're against plastic bottles, right?
I am, no.
Since you've seen what's in the oceans and the seas
yeah.
and the rivers and the lakes, and yeah. it just is very disappointing.
About 4 or 5 years or so, I think I bought 2 cases of water, because I was, you know, what can you do when you're near death's end? You gotta drink water!
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
I'm exaggerating, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, plastic was never really originally designed to be disposable. The guy who developed it thought this is building material.
went ahead carrying anything? Okay.
I remembered after I texted you, I'm like, oh, it's Mother's Day. Hopefully I'm not taking Eleanor to the mom.
Yeah.
I'll look at my phone.
How much practice do we get compared to more than
that?
Well, I can be there anytime. My Sunday is changed to a different day.
Oh, yes, so. We're away next week. I see.
Yeah.
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 I told him it's good for us, right? Relationships.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So you can double the homework, right? Yeah. Life's not fair.
It's fair.
There's nothing in the rule book that says life must be fair.
I couldn't open the one that you said couldn't help. I got the homework assignment. It just comes up with the 404 again. Because I can do it on my phone, right? So, because I can't tell. It's okay. I just, because I got the homework this time.
He's doing that too.
Your password.
Oh, it was Rogan. No, it was Race.
Race.
Yeah.
411.
It won't even let me decide.
Well, reference. Are you talking about the reference page? Or? Oh, no certificates found.
Yeah, so.
No certificates, so my certificate is offline. Oh, no. Thank you for telling me that. Okay.
Just so you know, because I was like, I'm like, it's not homework, so I'm just going to talk to him.
Yes. Race. Interesting.
And what did you say?
That's usually what I get when it doesn't work, is this is no certificate.
I wonder, I bought a certificate like a year ago or something. I wonder what's wrong with it.
I got that. All that is done.
Huh. Okay, well, the other one is just basically a reference.
I'll feel my way through. Yeah. I don't even know what we're singing.
Yeah, I figured it was just like...
Yeah.
Tutor Doctor Advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is, right, basically. Just a list of websites that they find to be helpful.
So, yeah, I wasn't too concerned when cause I got the homework. But I download it on my phone and then copy it all out. It's actually good for me, too. It makes me actually, like, for sure look at what he's doing.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't mind doing it either. It doesn't take me that long.
Okay, good.
If you I know can read my writing by the time I'm...
I still do have that networkable thing.
Hi, have a perfect good.
11 out of 10 students. Thank you.
11
out of 10?
Yeah.
11 out of 10. I put the line on the wall. I'm planning to do dental, but I have a fleet of printers that I hand out to my students whenever I want. So I just print from home and stick it out in there.
You know, Alan, 12 and a half people out of 10 have problems with fracture.
Yes, I've heard that.
What?
I've heard
12 and a half people out of 10 have problems with fracture.
That's an issue, isn't it?
Somebody here?
Yes, ma'am.
What? Al, bro, gonna say he'll do it.
It's just over here.
All right.
Because my
bag doesn't work. I'm trying my very best to stop picking at this one.
Just thought I should give you a bad time. Because both.
Oh, give me a sec. Let's go.